Just say no to scumbags and sellouts. That's right. Just say no to those assholes. But before we get into that, just one more time, as this year will fly by. It already is. Can't believe it's April already. But if the deadlines have not passed yet where you live, and you ever wanted to run for office, state or local, as an independent or alternative party candidate, this is the year to do it. We should have such candidates every year for every office, don't get me wrong, but this year is the best within a four-year period. Why? Check this out. One, there are no federal elections hogging up all the attention. Only a couple states having governor elections this year, too. Yes, I said the word governor because I hate the word gubernatorial. Sounds dumb. So it's all on the local level, this election, so it's easier to stand out more, and more voters tend to loosen up a bit and care more about the candidate than the party on the local levels. Two, it's the 1 year the Democrat-Republican duopoly will campaign the least and spend the least. So you won't be drowned out by constant ads on TV or radio or print. If you campaign aggressively, even just posting campaign flyers on telephone poles, especially near bus stops and businesses and civic organizations, you will be heard of. If you have a campaign website, be sure to include it on everything. Get creative and aggressive. And three, lowest voter turnout in a four-year period, meaning that down-ticket duopoly voters who only vote in the big ones will be one less roadblock. Meanwhile, independent and third-party voters will carry more weight with their votes if such desirable options are on the ballot. Also worth noting that depending on the place, there are offices on the state, county, and local level, such as commissioner boards and general assembly, where the voter can vote for more than one candidate. That means you can still cast one lesser evil, hold your nose vote, and one vote for your conscience, independent or third party. Nothing to spoil. If one believes in the spoiler narrative, I think it's bullshit in the vast majority of cases, but a lot of people do believe it, and this is the one chance to point out how there's nothing to spoil, assuming someone believes that. So, and it most likely won't change who holds a majority on a board or in a legislature anyway. So this is where people can start getting into the habit of thinking, seeing, and listening past the Republican duopoly and get comfortable voting outside of it as well. This is where we plant the seeds, folks. Make it happen. All right, so back to just saying no to scumbags and sellouts, which pertains to next year's election. Well, every election. But I'm doing this in regard to potential presidential candidates trying to seek the Democratic and Republican nominations. I'm getting it out now so we can start resisting and rejecting them now. Because waiting until next year's primary or 2 weeks before the general election will just be too late. People will already have given in to the lesser evil pressure, and they're just going to think we're assholes when suggesting an alternative who isn't a scumbag and a sellout. So if we want to prevent that same old situation, we need to start now. We need to find better people to run in these primaries, and if that doesn't work out, shed more light on better alternative options in the general and hammer away at it. I'll start with tearing down the awful options and possible options. What this means is in the next few weeks, I'll be coming out with short episodes, each focused on an individual dirtbag, and nobody should support them. I'll cover some red flags in their record as a public official or damage they've done in the business world. I'll also cover who they've received campaign money from, in other words, who they really represent and work for, oftentimes at everyone else's expense. Where can that kind of information be found? Go to opensecrets.org. At opensecrets.org, you can read all about PACs, you know, political action committees, super PACs, dark money donors, lobbying, fundraising data, interest groups, and candidates and office holders. You can use their search tool to find out which groups or corporations donated to who and when, or which politicians received how much money from who and when. It's a very useful tool. You can see the top recipients from certain industries or companies. Now, when you look into that, you can see how much total came from the industry. But importantly, don't just look at total. Importantly, you can see how much came from individuals and how much came from the organization. That is important because if you see any amount of money that came from individuals and that came from an organization and zero that came from an organization or PAC, then whoever you're looking up may not be bribed by an industry per se. Basically, a bank teller at the local Bank of America branch donating a few bucks to someone's campaign is not the same thing as Bank of America itself donating a lot of money to a campaign or a PAC. A corporation or PAC is basically bribing when they donate to political campaigns. An individual just agrees with what someone says they stand for or likes their record in office, so they donate to their campaign because they want to see them succeed. But when you as an individual donate money to a campaign, you're asked where you work and what industry you're in, hence it's reported as such. So understand the difference before claiming someone is bought and owned by a certain industry, because I've seen people do this before. So that's what I'll be covering for a bit. There may or may not be other episodes in between that have nothing to do with this. For example, if I interview a candidate or some other guest who's involved with a movement or cause. Already plenty of episodes like that you can check out. But in the meantime, let's call out the scumbags and sellouts and demand better before it's too late. To hear more episodes, follow The Andrew Miller Show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Also available on Google Podcasts and several other podcast platforms I never even heard of until making these through Anchor, which I now hear is called Spotify for Podcasters. I know I just talked about going into what candidates to avoid supporting, and I know I've done many episodes about candidates who are worthy of more attention and support, but voting for better people is just one small step. Demand and pressure from the bottom on up is how real change happens. Anything that is great about our country, or any public or government services and programs that are actually good, didn't come about because of an elected official just wanted to be nice. It all comes from demanding it. A lot of protections or freedoms that are passed in individual states don't happen from leaving everything in the hands of the governor, but rather a referendum or public question or ballot initiative. A yes or no vote on the ballot for the people to decide. You can scroll through previous episodes of the show and find an episode about ballot initiatives and referendums. If you believe citizens and taxpayers should have more say in how their tax money is being spent, there's an episode about participatory budgeting. If you think the winner of an election should be the person who, wait for it, got the most votes, imagine that, right? Well, there's an episode about a national popular vote. If you loathe and despise both the Democrat and Republican parties and are embarrassed to be registered as one, but still see them as the only game in town, unfortunately, and there's a candidate you like running in their publicly funded and administered primary election, there's an episode about open primaries. Or how about this? If you want to vote for a third party or independent candidate without being deemed a spoiler and want to see more people feel comfortable voting their true conscience, check out the episode on ranked choice voting. And if you're wondering what the deal is with delegates and primaries and at the party conventions, there's an episode about that too. Check it all out. Learn how to get involved. While I continue to rant and rave about what I don't like, interview candidates I'd like to see succeed or gain more traction, I'll also continue covering more causes and fights and movements and talk with people involved in them. This is where it's at. Let's move forward, and for now, peace out.